Lady Bird Readers, Alice in Wonderland. Picture words. Alice, the White Rabbit, the Queen of Hearts, the Knave of Hearts, the Duchess, the Mad Hatter, Rabbit Hole, Tear, the Caterpillar, Mushroom, Playing Cards, Croquet, Pig, Trial, Tarts. It was a hot day, and Alice wanted to play with her sister. "It's too hot," said her sister. Alice was hot too. She began to feel very, very tired. Suddenly, a white rabbit ran past.
"Oh no," said the white rabbit. "I'm late."
Then he ran into a rabbit hole. Alice jumped into the hole after him. She fell down, down, down until she came to the bottom.
"That was very strange," she said to herself.
Alice was in a big room. There were lots of doors around her, but she couldn't open them. There was a table in the middle of the room. It had a small key on it. Then Alice saw a much smaller door. The key opened the door, but Alice was too big to go through it. Alice looked at the table again. Now there was a bottle on it. The bottle had writing that said, "Drink me." Alice put the key on the table and drank from the bottle.
"Oh," she said, "I feel very strange."
Suddenly, Alice was getting smaller and smaller. Soon, Alice was so small that she could get through the little door. But the key was still on the table, and now she couldn't get it. Then Alice saw a little cake with "Eat Me" written on it. She ate the cake, and this time she grew bigger and bigger. Now Alice could get the key from the table, but she was too big to go through the door. Suddenly, the white rabbit came into the room.
"Can you help me?" Alice asked.
But when the white rabbit saw her, he ran away.
"I do feel very strange," Alice said.
Alice was getting smaller and smaller again. She began to cry, and lots of tears fell from her eyes. Soon, she was swimming in tears. While she was swimming out of the tears, Alice saw some animals.
"That's very strange," she said to herself.
Alice saw a caterpillar on a mushroom.
"Can you make me big again?" she asked the caterpillar.
"One side will make you bigger," said the caterpillar. "And the other side will make you smaller."
"One side of what?" asked Alice.
"Eat the mushroom," said the caterpillar, and then he left.
Alice ate a bit of the mushroom. She suddenly grew bigger. Then she put the mushroom in her pocket. Next, Alice saw a house. She went inside. In the house was the Duchess with a baby and a cat. The cat smiled at Alice. Suddenly, the Duchess jumped up.
"Come here," she said to Alice. "You can have the baby. I'm going to play a game of croquet with the Queen."
Alice looked at the baby. But it wasn't a baby now. It was a pig. It jumped out of the Duchess's arms and ran away. Alice found the cat in a tree.
"Are you going to play croquet with the Queen?" he asked Alice.
"I don't know," she said.
"I am," smiled the cat.
He left, but his smile stayed. It was very strange. Next, Alice found the Mad Hatter and his friends. They were drinking tea and eating cake. Alice drank some tea with them. Then Alice saw a tree with a door in it. When she went through the door, she was back in the room with the table. The key to the little door was still on the table.
"This time, I know what to do," said Alice.
She took the key. Then she took the mushroom from her pocket and ate it. She became smaller and smaller until she could get through the little door. Alice saw some playing cards. There were some white flowers in the trees, and the playing cards were painting the flowers red.
"Why are you painting the flowers red?" asked Alice.
"The Queen of Hearts wants all flowers to be red," they said.
Soon, the Queen of Hearts came past Alice. She was with the Duchess and the White Rabbit. The Queen looked at the white flowers and then at the playing cards.
"Cut off their heads," she said. "Then I want to play a game of croquet."
It was a very strange game of croquet. When it was finished, only the Queen and Alice were still in the garden.
"Now for the trial,"
said the Queen. The Knave of Hearts was on trial.
"He took my tarts," said the Queen. "Cut off his head."
"You can't do that," said Alice.
"I can," said the Queen. "And now I'm going to cut off your head too."
"No," said Alice. "No, no, no." "Wake up! Wake up, Alice!"
Suddenly, Alice was back with her sister.
"Oh," she said, "I've just had a very strange dream."
Ladybird Readers, Alice in Wonderland, read by Jenny Bryce. Text adapted by Sorrel Pitts. Illustrated by Barbara Bongini. Series editor, Sorrel Pitts. Copyright, Ladybird Books Limited, 2017.